Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan, Kim Sines. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
I came across an article, this is a Texas Monthly article, very recent article, about a new program and that they are trying out in the little town of Cameron. And those of you who've spent any time around Texas A&M are probably familiar with Cameron, just north of the Bryan College Station area, but a town smaller than Commerce and smaller than Quinlan. But Texas A&M, working with a company called OnMed, has created in the little town of Cameron a telemedicine kiosk. And the idea is people just walk into this kiosk, bigger than what an old telephone booth would have been, but something like that. And they receive telemedicine help. And Kim, this is something we're hearing more and more about because of the coronavirus situation over the past several months, that the telemedicine is really growing, and maybe this is one of the good things that comes out of all this.
Right. This was an interesting thing to me because I've not heard about the kiosks. We have some form of this here at our local practitioner's office. When you're stable and you're known to your physician, you can sometimes get a telehealth visit, and so that will save you coming into your doctor and that travel time and that exposure to other people in the office, cut down on the risks of that. So this was pretty interesting to read about.
It's 11 feet long and 7.5 feet wide, and person comes in, sits down, and there's a computer screen that says start and touch to begin. And then they do that, and then after a few seconds, then someone comes on the computer there, and they conduct an examination, such as it is, by telemedicine. And this may be the wave of the future. And one of the problems is, which is pointed out in this Texas Monthly article, is how few doctors that many rural areas have. And of course, there are a lot of rural hospitals have closed down. So there's a lot of small towns and counties, especially out in West Texas, where they don't have much in the way of medical care and doctors for people to see.
Right. And it's difficult sometimes for older people or people who are financially challenged just to travel an hour to get to see a doctor is a big challenge for some people.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Kim Sines. Kim is the director of Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce and Quinlan. Said that 35 counties in Texas have no physicians at all. Many more lack specialists, and 26 Texas rural hospitals have closed in the last decade. Now, this thing that is going on in Cameron and is being done through Texas A&M was funded by a Blue Cross Blue Shield grant of $10 million for the pursuit of quote, moonshot solutions to address the unmet healthcare needs of the state's rural population. So they're looking to do some more of these.
Right.
Around the state, and I don't know about Hunt County, but we could start to see these pop up all over the place.
It's a possibility.
What do you think about telemedicine in general? Is that what are the aspects of that that are good, and are there some negative aspects or some limitations to it?
I think it's very safe for stable patients and for people that are talking with their primary care provider. If that person is known to them, they can see a lot from just looking at the patient. You know, we kind of focus on work of breathing as nurses and doctors. So if I can see you, I can tell if you're having difficulty breathing, what your color's like. Mm-hmm. So that visual assessment is worth a lot. So if you have a stable condition and you know have known your doctor for some time, I think it's safe to have a telemed visit. Certainly, if you're not known to me and I see and you look pale to me, I don't have any baseline to go on. So that's a little bit limiting, I think, when you're not known to your practitioner.
Depends, I guess, on the quality of the image that the physician or the physician's assistant is seeing. I remember when we first started talking about HD television, and this was now probably 30 years ago, that this was one of the things that was predicted, that the image would be so clear that there would be more what we now call telemedicine, because the doctor would be able to see the patient so clearly. And I don't know, on a computer screen, you know, if what the resolution would be, but that would be one of the issues. They said that in Cameron, they were concerned because this is a mostly older population in this small East Texas town, and they were concerned about how many people would participate in it, but they've actually had a pretty good response. So, you know, it may be that older people will respond to this better than people imagine that they might.
Right. It just takes a few to get things started. And some of us are technologically challenged, such as myself, so I understand that.
Right. So, but that you make a great point. Is you need some leadership there, don't you? You
get right.
You have what are called opinion leaders, and if some of those folks use it and they come back and have nice things to say about it, then other people will show up.
Right.
Yeah, I think so. So they, I think they had in the first, a few weeks, they'd had 125 people go through there. And that's quite a few people in the town of Cameron. So we'll see. This, again, is a Texas Monthly article about telemedicine kiosks that are being established by Texas A&M in rural areas. This is the first one, and they hope to do others. The first one there in Cameron. Kim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you.
And this is Kim Sines. Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.